Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Aleph, the 31st Perek. Last Perek, we spoke about how Hashem, through Yeshayahu, criticizes the people for going down to Mitzrayim to seek assistance, and reminds the people of Yehuda that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to save them. And in leaning into that relationship with Hashem and that dependency upon Hashem, they strengthen their relationship. Here in Perek Lamed Aleph, the consensus amongst the Mefarshim seems to be that this is talking about the 10 tribes. As we said yesterday, the king of Israel, Hoshea ben Elah, sends people down to Mitzrayim, to Saul, the king of Mitzrayim, to ask him for help. And here they're going to be criticized for doing that. And the people of Yehuda are going to be strengthened and reminded that they should not behave in such a way. Pasuk Aleph once again begins with that word, Hoy, woe to those, Hayordim Mitzrayim, who go down to Egypt, Le'ezra, for help. Al Susim Yisha'enu, they rely on horses, and these are the horses of Mitzrayim that Egypt is famous for. V'yiftachu al Rechev ki Rav, and they rely on chariots, which are many. V'al Parashim ki Atzmu Mo'od, and on horsemen, because they are very mighty. V'lo sha'u el kadosh Yisrael, and they don't turn to Hashem, the source of all holiness. V'es Hashem lo darashu, and they do not seek God. The Chovos HaLevavos explains to us that a person should never travel far for parnasa, because part of having emunah and bitachon in Hashem is an understanding that Hashem can give you the same parnasa in one country, He can give you exactly that same thing, exactly where you are. And the question, obviously, of hishtadlos, effort, versus bitachon, faith, and the balance between the two is beyond the scope of a class on Nach. However, what we can say is a couple things. Number one, certainly, at the time of Nevuah, when there is a Navi telling us not to do something, then certainly it's obvious that our responsibility is to turn to the Navi and not to something else. And secondly, it's important to point out that even if we understand that hishtadlos is the thing that's required, effort, it never, ever is the wrong thing to turn to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Maybe side by side with our hishtadlos, maybe in place of hishtadlos, but turning to our Kaddish Baruch Hu is never the wrong thing to do. Because truly, a person who has bitachon sees everything as coming down from Hashem, and the bracha in this world really being given to us through intermediaries, but really ultimately from Hashem. And so, the Es Hashem Lo Darashu, this Perek is telling us, if you don't seek God, then you're already doing the wrong thing. And the next pasuk is so tongue-in-cheek almost. It says, V'gam hu chacham. What, you don't think Hashem is clever too? Hashem's also pretty smart. V'yaveh ra es devarav lo hisir. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring bad, and He won't hold back the bad, that He's the calamity that He's going to bring. V'kam al beis mere'im v'al ezras po'alei aven. And He will go and He will rise up against evildoers and those who help those who do sins. The way that the Malbim explains this is that Mitzrayim actually didn't have a decree against them. Asher, according to Hashem's plan, did not need to destroy Mitzrayim. However, since Mitzrayim came and assisted the people of the Shomron, this was the consequence. The consequence of helping out the Shomron who should have turned to Hashem is that Mitzrayim now is going to be punished too and destroyed by Asher. And that's the message of Pasuk Gimel, Mitzrayim Adam Velo El. Egypt is man, it's not God. Don't rely on Egypt. V'susehem basar v'lo ruach. Their horses are flesh, not spirit. V'Hashem yate yado v'kashal. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will stretch out His hand with justice, with judgment, and will make fall Ozer, the helper, v'nofel uzar, and also the helped will also fall, v'yachdav kulam yichlayun, and together both will be destroyed, the helper and the helped, Shomron and Mitzrayim. Ki ko amar Hashem, because thus said Hashem Eli to me, Yeshayahu. And there's a mashal here, which is a couple ways of understanding. Let's read the mashal and then we'll look at how to read it. Ka'asher yehegeh ha'ariyeh v'hakfir al tarpo, just as a lion cub may roar over their prey. You can imagine they're standing in front of their prey and they're roaring. And then, Yikare alav melo roim, a whole bunch of shepherds come and they gather around this lion. And they're trying to scare away the lion to save the prey, the animal that the lion is about to rip apart. Mikolam lo yachat, umehamonam lo ya'aneh. The voice of those shepherds gathering around doesn't scare the lion. It doesn't frighten him away. Cain, so too, Yered Hashem Tzvakot Litzbol Har Tzion Va'al Givata, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and he will make battle upon Har Tzion. The Radak understands the lion to be Hashem. Hashem is the lion, and really Ashur is the prey. And Hashem is about to destroy the Assyrians. And even if you bring all the other nations in the world to gather around and scream and shout, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide what happens to everybody. In other words, just as Mitzrayim can't save you if Hashem has decreed that you should be destroyed, so too, the nation who's about to destroy you, the nation of Ashur, it too will be destroyed if that's what Hashem decrees. Because no nation on planet Earth is wiser, is smarter, is more courageous, and is bigger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree. So that's what this pasuk is saying. Ashur will get what they deserve at the end of the day. However, the Malbim reads this differently. The Malbim says the lion is not Hashem, the lion is Bnei Yehuda. Bnei Yehuda, in the description we had last perek, describes the goal as being unmoving, calm, and confident. That quietness of staying still and present. Here too, if Yehuda is the lion stays by its prey. It is unmoving, it is calm, and that's really what we're going for here. And we move from the lion imagery in Pasuk Dalad to a bird imagery in Pasuk Hay. Pasuk Hay says, "Kitziporim ofot ken yagen Hashem tzvakot al Yerushalayim." Just like a chirping bird, Hashem will protect Yerushalayim. Why a bird? The Radak says because a bird protects the young and hovers over the young to protect them. Now Barbanel says even more than that, a bird will fly an incredibly long distance. So too, Hashem will force Asher to flee and to run away. The Gemara Brachas tells us that a person who dreams of a bird, it means that there's going to be peace, because birds throughout Tanakh represent, and throughout Jewish thought, represent peace, they represent salvation. We see this as early on as the story of Noach in the Ark. And in the Bris Ben Abasarim, the covenant between the parts of Avraham Avinu, the bird is the only one of the animals which stays whole, representing, according to many, Am Yisrael, who's going to fly at the end of days. And then throughout Nach, we have Yeshayahu, Hosea, various other places where it describes the Jewish people coming home, Al Kanfei Nesharim, on wings of eagles, and various other bird imagery. In fact, many Mefarshim understand that the korban for the Metzora, the person who gets Tzora'as, is a bird. And that too is a symbol of peace, and of teshuvah, and of hope. And thus, Pasuk Vav tells us, Shuvu la'asher he'emiku Sara b'nei Yisrael. Turn and do teshuvah, b'nei Yisrael, from that whom you have invested so much time turning away from. You have so intently tried to disregard and be disloyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's so simple. Shuvu. Just turn to Hashem and do teshuvah. Why should you do teshuvah now? Yeshayahu says, Ki b'yom ha'hu, because what's going to happen is Chizkiyahu is going to come along. And Chizkiyahu is going to be the one who's going to live in a time in which miraculously Hashem will save the people from Ashur. And on that day, on the day that Ashur falls, Yim asun ish alilei kaspo va'alilo zahavo, everyone is going to do teshuvah. We're going to live in a generation of balei teshuvah. So do teshuvah now, because the teshuvah you do then is going to be of lower quality. And this is how the Metzudas David understands this pasuk. When you do teshuvah in response to a miracle, that's far less impressive and it's far less valuable to our Kadosh Baruch Hu than doing teshuvah before the miracle happens. Yeshayahu is saying, don't worry, Hashem is going to save us. So which guy are you going to be? Are you going to be the guy who does teshuvah before Hashem saves us because you have emunah that he will? You're that unmoving lion? Or are you going to do teshuvah after you see the miracle happen? And as we said throughout Yeshayahu, the ambiguity of time of the Savior gives us the opportunity to hear this message today and ask ourselves, which guy are we going to be, or girl, are we going to be? Are we going to be the person who does teshuvah before the miracle in a powerful way, or are we waiting for miracles to move us to do teshuvah? And if it's the miracle you're waiting for, well, that's certainly going to happen. Pasuk Ches, V'nafal Asher b'cherev lo ish v'cherev lo adam tochlenu. Asher will fall, and he will fall not at the hands of a sword of a man and not at the hands of a human being. It's going to be a miracle. It's going to be a miraculous destruction. And they will run away as if there is a sword chasing them, but there is indeed no sword. The last pasuk in the perek tells us really a summary of what the entire perek is about, which is the destruction of those who do evil, the destruction of Asher, and the salvation of the people of Yehuda. as it tells us, "Vesal'o mimagoria avor." His rock or his strength, Asher strength or Sancheirev strength, will pass by in terror. V'chatu mines sarav, and his officers are going to be cut down as they're running away. Na'um Hashem, Hashem promises. And who is this Hashem? This is Hashem Asher Urlo b'Tzion v'tanurlo b'Yerushalayim. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has a light in Tzion and a fire burning in Yerushalayim. What is this fire in Yerushalayim? Says the Ibn Ezra, this is the Korbanos. Hashem says that I have a place where heaven kisses earth, the place of the Korbanos, and that's where I'm calling from to make this decree. Rashi says the fire in Yerushalayim is going to be the fire which consumes our enemies. And Hashem says, I will defeat you if you come to Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim has a fire burning, ready to consume enemies. The Abar Brunel's reading is very beautiful. The Abar Brunel says, where does a person have a fireplace? Where does a person have a light, a kindled light? In their home. And this is, Hashem says, if you come, Asher, and you fight against Yerushalayim, you have to realize Yerushalayim is my dirat keva. It's my home. Orlo b'tzion v'tanu b'Yerushalayim. I have a fireplace. I have a hearth. This is my home. And that kiviyachol, you can imagine the Beis Hamikdash and the Mizbeach being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fireplace in his home. And we have the schus to live in that home. But Asher, if you come and mess with the Jews who live in that home, you will be destroyed. And that's really the message of Perek Lamed Aleph. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shelano U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.